I told you that 0.9% of the sample had active disease during this period of July. And if you look at the population of Ohio adults, that corresponds to about 80,000 Ohio adults who would have had COVID during these 20 days in July. Similarly, if you look for that at that 1.5% antibody prevalence, that corresponds to about 133,000 Ohio adults who had evidence of past infection. Even in place of exact estimates, what we can say with confidence is that some hundreds of thousands of Ohioans have had COVID, and millions of Ohioans remain susceptible to COVID.